See, I'm a bricklayer. I kill what I eat. See, I'm a steel worker. I kill what I eat. There's a great big thing crawling over me. Great big thing crawling over me. Great big thing crawling over me.
I don't wanna give up. this monitor's arrived with petition. I must look like a dork. Me thinking with textbook poems about Falcons and Nazis. The weird kind of sex symbol. It's features that are big dance thugs. If we heard more to shells, we cuss more in our songs. And cut down the guitar solos. Biggest big crux. Organizing the boys got their butter is wrong. Can't hear me on the big sweat boy. Man, it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, coming together for just a second. A peek, a guess. At the hole is it's way too big. At the hole is it's way too big.
Minutemen wrapping up that set of music twice, actually. You know, when you have really short songs, it's kind of nice sometimes just to play two back-to-back. Why not? From Double Nickels on the Dime, political song from Michael Jackson to sing. Then I went back to The Punchline, or Post-Mersh Volume 1, depends on what release you feel like took it off of. But Minutemen doing Disguises, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Plura from about three years ago that came out. Arcade Fire, went back to Neon Bible for Windowsill. Played some Big Black in that set of music too. 1986 is when The Hammer Party came out with Steelworker and Gang of Four from 1982 with We Live As We Dream Alone. That wrapped up that set of music. My name is Paul. It's a show called Diva La Mach. You are listening to it here on WRCT Pittsburgh, as that's where it comes to you each and every Friday evening. Appreciate you tuning in, checking out what's going on. In fact, you should ask yourself a question while you're listening to this program, or just in general. If you're just driving around, ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill-out and watch-TV type of friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there when someone dealing with a mental illness is having issues? Because for them, your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how you can support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and of course, me, the Mockster, WRCT. Playing some rock and roll and some other stuff. That's what we do on a Friday evening. Let's go back to the Gimme Fiction album. Some Spoon. If you got a suggestion for a song, drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You can't truly see till you
To believe that that album came out 24 years ago now. That was Billy Bragg and Wilco from the Mermaid Avenue Volume 2, because there was a Volume 1, where they took a bunch of lyrics, I guess you can call them writings, poems that Woody Guthrie had written and never put music behind, and they put their own music behind it, and that was from that with All You Fascists. Hey, before that, speaking of fascists, how about Sonic Youth with Youth Against Fascism? From Dirty, 1992 is when that one came out. Drive-By Truckers with The Perilous Night from a double A-side from 2017. Also, Iggy Pop from the Lust for Life album gave us Neighborhood Threat. And then Spoon from 2005, the Gimme Fiction album with Two Sides of Monsieur Valentine. Gets us where we are now. It's about, 25, 26 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Diva Lamont. Thank you so much for tuning in. After that set of music, here's what I want you to do. Just take a moment and pause. Does it feel good? Well, of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments. They can be goofy moments. They can be teaching moments. It doesn't really matter. What am I talking about? Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's a pretty momentous moment. So take a moment to make a moment. 1-877-4-DAD-411 is the number you can call to find out more moment-inspiring things. I don't know. You have to call it and find out. Or just go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And, of course, the Mockster. Me. WRCT. Just playing a bunch of music. That's what I do on a Friday night. I appreciate you when you tune in. Hang out with me for a little bit. It's been like the epitome of freeform radio for me tonight. It's been jumping all around from, I mean, literally, I went to from Iggy Pop to Drive-By Truckers to Sonic Youth, which, I mean, that's not a stretch. It's not the biggest stretch, but that's what I did. And then I played that Wilco Billy Bragg tune. How about playing a Billy Bragg cover? It's the band Discounts with An Accident Waiting to Happen here on the Viva La Mach radio show.
Impressed with a girl who could sing for supper and your breakfast as well. That's the way I am, heaven help me. Said we don't like peace campaigners round here, so add another one to the wall. That's what gets me in trouble, heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to all the promises you've broken. Goodbye and good luck to all the rubbish that all the promises you've broken.
mystery. We fought every endeavor we could fight. Yet I shuddered with grim preconception as the cannonade erupted into light. Left my arms to the gates, and he shined a signal. I could not look away. Every confidence song was a patriot, and victory remained elusive. One bomb away. And they say that custom will beckon some people to any atrocity. And I got who felt best defected to see the shining sea. There were patches and crosses on borders of view, got the minute shrouds glowing red, white, and blue. And the rectors, they say, will explain it away as the ravings of a passionate, the ravings of a passionate, yeah. The ravings of a passionate, you. Where the station's redolence rose to the sky. Provisions creatures await a most virulent fate. Their pacific demeanor belies. It was a place I don't care to return to. Chambers compassion would not recognize. For slaughter and sanctification, humanity covers its eyes. Covers its eyes. Humanity covers its eyes. And they say that custom will reconcile people. Only I sing of the Odyssey. No, I don't wanna be a patriot. No, I don't wanna be a patriot. And I don't wanna be a patriot. I don't wanna be a patriot if that means being like you. We'll be right back.
get along. Long and long.
Wrapping up that set of music with Clampdown here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, some suggested Good Riddance. I'm back to the For God and Country album that came out almost 30 years ago with a Decoy. Pittsburgh's own Anti-Flag in that set of music with Police State in the USA. Green Day from their, I think it was from their American Idiot album with Holiday. They start off the entire set with a Discount doing their cover Billy Bragg's Accidents Waiting to Happen. That gets us here about 15 minutes before the hour is up. Some encore listeners, if this is an encore show, might be tuning out in about 15 minutes. Some of you, if it's a live show, you might be tuning out in 15. I don't know. I'm just playing some music for you, which I do on a Friday night. Tom's listening, sent me an email. Appreciate it when you're listening, Tom. He said he's digging the songs. Hey, you know what? Do you set your Fridays to just WRCT and just let it be there all day Friday? Because in the morning, Kenny Joe steps in with Pinckney Hall. He plays these tender little ditties that lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. So that's from 9 to 10. And then at 10, you get Zombo in your brain. And I got Zombo in my brain today. I even listened to the full, 20-minute soliloquy he did. I was going to say it's a monologue, but I'm not sure. It was just, it was almost like Uncle Zombo forgot to take his meds. Kind of went off on this tangent. And then he came back, and then he went off, and then he came back, and then he played more music. Anyway, you can get Zombo in your brain at 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., because he is a Pittsburgh institution that should be in a Pittsburgh institution. It's Zombo. That's just a couple things on Fridays for you. Yeah, I got stuck in like a punk rock set of music, and then I was like, oh wait, I've got more punk rock I could play. Maybe get it all out of my system now. Or get a lot of it out of my system now. Because I feel the 1980s were a fine, fine time for some quality punk rock music. Some Circle Jerks for you.
Get this!
from 1983. Some Husker Du. Within a free land, Joe, listening in Brighton Heights, called in and said, "Moxter, I feel this punk rock hardcore set you're doing needs some Husker Du, some real early Husker Du." And Joe, you're right. It did. Also in that set of music, why not some Sex Pistols? I was just going all punky. God Save the Queen, 1977, that's when that came out. Ironically, I was thinking to myself, do I remember when I bought that cassette? Yeah, I bought the cassette. And I think I picked up that cassette, ironically enough, if it is even ironic, I don't know. Alanis Morissette screwed up my whole definition of that song or that band or that that word. That's what I'm looking for. But anyway, on my junior trip in high school where we got to go to Washington, D.C., I think that's when I picked up that. I do know I picked up Television's Marquee Moon. I remember that. See, I don't know why I remember that, but I do. Hey, before the Sex Pistols, U.S. Bombs gave us Tora, Tora, Tora. Some Suicidal Tendencies in that set of music from their self-titled debut, 1983 is when that came out. Fascist Pig. You know, my parents were a little concerned because I did have that album. And I would quote it a lot back in the 80s. I digress. Anyway, what else? Oh, how about some DOA? I know there was a lot. When I went all hardcore, like I got minute and a half songs, I was like, I'm going to throw the kitchen sink at you with that set of music. Because also, I can't mix it in with Bubblegum Pop later. It's just not going to work. So DOA smashed the state from 1981. Poison Idea in that set of music with It's an Action, and start off the entire set from the Wild in the Streets album, 1982. Circle Jerks and Forced Labor. If you're listening to an encore show of Viva La Mock, I think we're done. Just hanging out, just listening. That's Tommy Guerrero in my background music. Speaking of 80s, he was an 80s skateboard kid who can play the guitar. He's got some great albums out, so I wanted to have some Tommy Guerrero as my background music for the duration of the evening. But it is just now a little past 11 o'clock. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. I should remind you, speaking of such listenings, WRCT is actually supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They use no refined sugars in their sauce and unbleached flour in the dough. Speck Brothers is online only for takeout and... Oh, no, wait, not for takeout and delivery. You can't do that online. For ordering. They're online only, which is cool. It's really easy. I